You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, WPR reporters fill us in on the presidential primary that led to wins for Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders yesterday. And we also look at the results for the state Supreme Court and Milwaukee mayoral race.
Now, a group of Wisconsinites just traveled overseas to help Syrian refugees in late March. Dr. Tarif Bakdash led this four-day medical mission from the Badger State. The group spent much of their time in a refugee camp in Jordan before some of the group continued on to Germany to meet with more Syrian refugees.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covered this trip to Jordan, and we have one of the reporters with us now, and Dr. Bakdash joins us as well. Tarif Bakdash is a pediatric neurologist who grew up in Syria and became a U.S. citizen in 1992. Dr. Bakdash, welcome to Central Time.
I don't have Dr. Bakdash on the line yet. Can I have him call directly into you?
Well, sure, we'll wait and we'll hopefully get him pretty soon. We'll see if we've got our other guest on the line with us now. Mark Johnson is a reporter who covers health and science for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He traveled to Jordan and to Germany with Dr. Bakdash. We're working on getting on the line. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
Well, Mark, we'll start with you as we wait for Dr. Bakdash. Tell us about how you got involved in this story.
It was early in January, on a Saturday, I got an email from Dr. Bakdash. I'd never heard of him before. It was sort of one of these unfamiliar emails, the kind that very often I actually have to delete, otherwise they crowd out my email file. But I went in because it was a Saturday, and I looked at it, and he was, here's this doctor telling me about a medical mission that he's leading to go to Jordan to visit Syrian refugees. And he wanted some publicity about it, or he seemed to be asking for some publicity about it. And toward the middle of the email, he suggested, you know, hey, if you wanted to come, that would be great. And the funny thing was, I've hardly ever covered stories that have taken me outside of the U.S. I think I've been to Canada and Costa Rica. So this was very, very far from kind of my comfort zone. But I did what I usually do with these kind of story ideas. I sent it around to the higher-up editors, and I just sort of figured, well, these are very lean times for newspapers, and they'll probably say, hey, that sounds, it would be awfully nice, but, you know, no money. And much to my surprise, the editor-in-chief got back within about 15 or 20 minutes, and just two words, go for it. Mm. And so I was actually kind of stunned because I hadn't really thought what it would mean to go to Jordan for a week and then to Germany for 4 days. I had no idea what I was in for, and I sort of felt this kind of shudder, like every once in a while people feel when you take the first steps into something that is going to change you in some way.
And we're going to bring in Dr. Bakdash, who's with us now. He's a pediatric neurologist. Dr. Bakdash, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me over.
And Mark has been telling us how he got involved with your story, how he got the clearance to go along with you. And you've been overseas to work with Syrian refugees before. This is something that means a lot to you. It's close to your heart. How did you decide to get involved personally, even though you now live in the United States?
Well, you know, as you said, because of my background, you know, I was raised as a child in Syria, and my father came from Syria to the States. You know, you feel kind of like a moral obligation to help, and I've been following the news for the last 4 years. And because things got really worse over time, through our nonprofit organization that's called the Syrian American Medical Society, they've been starting working actually on things for the last 4 years and got in touch with them again. They were my friends, actually. And we said, well, how can I help? They said, well, we have these camps, and if you can come with, you know, teams of people that could help us, that'd be great. And so that's how I started, you know, getting involved.
And I know that you've been helping to treat patients at the refugee camp via Skype. Can you tell us a story or two about the children and the families that you've been helping, even aside from these trips to visit the camp?
So because, again, of the lack of medical services in Syria, 15,000 physicians, by the way, left Syria since the Civil War, and now we're depending on medical students, actually, to do surgeries. So our nonprofit actually built about, I would say, about 100 hospitals underground. And one of the centers that I'm working with, and Mark was kind enough to attend one of these sessions, is what I do on Wednesday mornings at 6 o'clock in the morning in Milwaukee time, 2 o'clock in the afternoon in that center time in the northern part of Syria. I open my Skype, and then there's a psychologist on the other end, and he'll bring the patients in, and he'll turn the camera on the patient and the family, and so I can see the patient. I can ask him to do some maneuvers also on Skype so I can see if he has any, you know, clear kind of deficit on his neurological exam. And then I just tell the parents what to do. Unfortunately, there's a lack of definitely, like, medical resources, so you can't get an MRI, you can't get an EEG. So you have to really kind of be resilient. And we provide the medications and that clinic to the families for free. So they come about maybe every 2 weeks or 3 weeks to have refills. The problem is they have to drive through really crazy areas. They have to drive through the bombs of the Russian, you know, planes or the Iranians or the Syrian government or sometimes ISIS. So a trip that would take maybe half an hour will end up taking 4 to 5 hours.
Mm.
They have to find a way to get to the clinic safely and then find a way to get back to their home.
So this is really important work that you're doing with the lack of access to medical care. And going back to this trip to Jordan, Mark, you profiled a lot of the people who, some of the people who went along on this trip with Dr. Bakhdash. Can you tell us about what motivated them to go? Who were they?
Well, it was a very good sort of cross-section of people. There was a very young couple, Jennifer and Xavier, who are in their late 20s and very active in social causes like such as Black Lives Matter. They, I think, were inspired by sort of, you know, idealistic.
And Mark, I think we may have lost you. Mark, are you with us? We lost Mark for the moment. So, Dr. Bakhdash, we're going to go back to you.
Sure.
And fill in that sentence for us. Some of the people who were along with you.
So basically, the way it happened, actually, I was giving talks in Milwaukee about our, you know, missions. And I was really impressed that people came down and started saying, well, how can we help you? And I said, well, you know, we can help in many ways. But they said, well, can we go with you to Jordan? I'm like, really? Do you know where Jordan is? Like, yeah, well, not really, but we'll be happy to come with you. And, you know, Xavier and Jennifer and, you know, Joanna, for example, Joanna and Jennifer, they're public health nurses. Xavier works with youth, actually. And so also we had Tom Chalimsky, Dr. Chalimsky at the medical college, who's an adult neurologist. We had Stacy also, who's a social work specialist and mental health specialist. So these people came down with us, besides Mark and Mark, you know, Mark Hoffman, Mark Johnson, and they paid for their own tickets, they paid for the hotel, and they paid for everything, actually, concerning their trip. And because our nonprofit only spends 3% overhead. So they came down all the way there to a country they'd never been there before. And it was a great combination of people. You have Jews, Christians, Muslims, agnostics, actually, that decided to come down and help. And they're all from Milwaukee, you know, from Wisconsin area, except for, actually, the ER physician came from West Virginia. And to me, that was what's wonderful about the whole thing, is that you have people who've never been there, who just heard a talk and decided to come and help. And that reflects, I think, on Wisconsin also. I've been there for the last 2 years, and I think the Wisconsinians have been wonderful. In so many ways. I mean, I've met wonderful people at Children's Hospital. I met wonderful patients, wonderful families. And I think it talks about the kindness and the compassion in the heart of the people of Wisconsin. And I'm just so blessed, actually, to have all of them come with me.
And can you tell us something about what it was like when you got there? You were with a group of people, some of whom weren't really clear about where Jordan was in the first place. And what sorts of things did people do to help?
Yeah, so basically for Stacy, you know, for example, the mental health specialist, she started, you know, talking to mothers, talking to even patients. I had a patient who was tortured. The father was tortured, so she spent half an hour talking to him. For example, Xavier started playing with the kids, and every time we'll go inside the camp, you'll see these, like, you know, I don't know, a number of kids will be running to us, just wanting to play with him. And Joanna also helped the same way with Jennifer with public health issues. They helped with dental care issues. You know, Mark and Mark, of course, they documented what's happening. So at the Milwaukee Sentinel, you know, you'll see the stories. And Dr. Chelimsky, you know, saw about 25 patients per day of adult neurology. And Fred, the ER physician, saw many patients with internal medicine problems.
And I'm afraid we have to leave it there. Dr. Bakdash, I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me over. Thank you.
And that was Tarif Bakdash, a pediatric neurologist who grew up in Syria, telling us about his time journeying back there with people from Wisconsin to help Syrian refugees. This is Central Time.